Have you ever dreamed of joining the exciting world of broadcasting? I'm talking about 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks. Right now, 790 Talk Now is expanding. We're seeking motivated self-starters with radio production experience and an interest in producing compelling talk radio shows like Live and Local Now and Wayne Allen Root's War Now. These are paid positions for real money. If you want to be a part of our 790 Talk Now team, call Debbie at 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447.
The U.S.-Mexican border is overrun by Mexican drug cartels, drug trafficking, human trafficking, sex trafficking, illegal immigration, and violence. President Trump asked governors in the Southwest to send National Guard troops to the border to help out just until he builds a wall. Adam Laxalt said if elected governor, he will refuse President Trump's request to send Nevada National Guard troops to the border. But Ryan Bundy will work with President Trump and defend our border. Vote Ryan Bundy for Nevada governor. Paid for by Ryan Bundy for governor campaign.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local Now, all across the state of Nevada. President Trump traveled to Nevada for the, 12th time? Huge crowd in Elko. Turned out for what I call a hangar rally with Air Force One as a stunning backdrop to the speech. How was the president received? Well, joining us now, the guy that did the speech, the 45th president of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Mr. President, you're back in Nevada for the 12th time, believe it or not, and you're supporting the re-election of Senator Dean Heller. Can you talk a little bit about your relationship with Dean, how it has evolved? You admitted, I know during the Las Vegas rally that I was at, that there was a time not too long ago when you guys didn't like each other. What changed?
Right. Well, I didn't know Dean, and I had just started running for office, and then I ran for office, and I had nothing. I really didn't know very much about him, other than he was known as a strong guy and a smart guy, but I didn't know him, and he didn't know me, and I think instinctively, maybe, we didn't like each other very much, and there was never much of a relationship, and then I got elected, and I had to start working with senators and others, and Dean was right at the forefront. He was fantastic, and we actually have become friends, and that's why I'm out here today, to support Dean Heller, and also Adam Laxalt, who's going to be a terrific governor. They have to win. It's very important. You know, when the federal government works with people, you have to be able to get along with those people. So Dean's relationship with me has really evolved, and I think it's been very, very special, very great. We even flew out here together.
I noticed that. I noticed the two of you getting off Air Force One
right together.
You took a lot of flack from Democrats in the last week for describing their party as a, quote, angry mob. Now, in the last few days here in Nevada, I think you probably know about this by now, we had a Democrat operative physically assault Adam Laxalt's campaign manager.
Right.
Do you have any regrets at introducing the term mob into our political lexicon, or is it just brutally honest?
No, it's honest. And wouldn't you be shocked if I said I had regret? Would you be surprised if I said, oh, I'd like
I would
to
be shocked.
You would be, you'd probably turn off the interview and say, that's not Trump. That's somebody else. No, I no interest in that at all. I will tell you, they become angry, they become bitter. And you saw that with the hearings. And actually, you saw it with the Neil Gorsuch, Justice Gorsuch hearing. But to an extent that was at least within the bounds of taste. This last situation, what they did with Brett Kavanaugh was just one of the worst things I've ever seen. And it was all fiction, made-up stuff. They tried to ruin his life, his family, his kids. He's got these two beautiful, wonderful daughters. and what they did to him. And I think that's one of the reasons the Republican Party is so totally energized. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. And I think the rallies help also, the rallies that I've been doing. You know, you see the spirit. But I really believe that the way they treated Justice Kavanaugh has been, while horrible, it's really helped the Republican Party.
Again, the President of the United States joining us on our City National Bank guest hotline, joining us from Elko, where he just got off the stage. It looks like the so-called caravan with over, 4,000 Central American migrants has been turned around at the Mexican border. I want to know how you did this. No other president's ever been able to work with Mexico like this.
No other president's been able to do it because I think they respect me and I respect them. I don't think they had any respect for our previous leaders. And they respect me, and they know I'm not playing games. And I called them, and I said, really, I would appreciate your help. This can't happen. Don't forget, they have to travel over 1,000 miles up through Mexico. So Mexico is able to do a lot. And frankly, we talked to Honduras. We said, we're paying you millions and millions of dollars in one case, $300 million. That's a lot of money, by the way. And we're giving aid to these countries, and they're allowing this to happen. And we said, we're not going to let you do this. And it stopped. El Salvador also, it stopped. And Mexico, though, in particular, has been fantastic. We really appreciate it.
Mr. President, I know we have a limited amount of time. I got one final question. It's a point of personal privilege for me. I want to ask a personal question, and I put it to your son, Eric, earlier this week on my show here. He was a guest on my program. How do you get up every morning and fight for all of us when every day you are battling the fake news media, resistance, the deep state, and even folks within your own party? How they're all hell-bent on destroying your administration. How do you do it?
They are hell-bent. It's terrible. And, you know, you think they'd like low taxes. You think they'd like a strong military, good education, all the things we're doing. But I guess it's something beyond that. I really enjoy it only because we're achieving. If we weren't winning, I think I'd probably be like anybody else would be because the attack is so vicious. The New York Times, I could do the greatest thing in the world and they would make it look bad. I could do, you know, between the Washington Post, the New York Times, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN is just ridiculous. People aren't even watching it anymore. It's so ridiculous. Their ratings are down the tubes. But, you know, when you win, Kevin, you know this because you've been doing great for a long time. Your ratings are phenomenal, and you've been doing great, so you know about winning because in your business it's all about the ratings, unfortunately or fortunately. When you win, you feel a little bit differently, and we have done more and completed more than any administration in the first 2 years, and we're still, you know, really 3 months shy of that, 2.5 months shy of that. So we still have a ways to go, but we have, in 2 years, we have done more than any other administration in the history of our country, and that makes me happy. So we have to fight these artificial forces and real forces. I mean, they're real forces. They make up Russia stuff, and they do so many different things. And we fight it, but we're winning, and we're really achieving something great for the people of this country. That makes me happy.
Mr. President, thanks so much for all you've done for our country, for our state. Safe travels as you continue on this, five-state tour. Hope we can talk again real soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you for being so nice. Thank you, Kevin, and I look forward to seeing you again. Thanks a lot.
The President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. There's not a lot that we would put on the air that would trump, so to speak, no pun intended, Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. But this morning, the president trumps Victor Jakes. Sorry, you've been upstaged.
I don't know how I'm going to recover. My pride, it's wounded.
I'm curious, though. And again, this the interview was taped right after we got off the stage in Elko on Saturday. And since then, we have seen the resurgence, if you will. In fact, it's growing. It's now 5,000 migrants trying to make their way through Mexico and up to our southern border. The president has promised to use military force if necessary to protect our borders. How much can he do legally?
Well, he can, you know, send people out to the borders. It's just, I mean, it's a big border. I mean, that's the reason the president wants the wall as part of border security, because, you know, when you have thousands of miles of area, it's very difficult to keep, you know, a person there or keep a drone there. I mean, that's why you need a physical barrier that hinders and slows people down. So, I mean, really, I think what the president was talking about with trying to pressure some of those countries in terms of, you know, stop the problem before it gets to the border, that's really the smart move. I mean, these people are not appearing out of nowhere. They're coming all the way through Mexico. They've got media trailing them for, I mean, what is it, over a week now? And so the best way to do this is to work with Mexico to stop them at the Mexico border so they never even, you know, get close to our border.
Are you surprised that this president has been able to work with what I was originally told was kind of a leftist Mexican government, but he seems to be getting them to help?
Yeah, I think this is an issue that's not really, you know, left, right. I mean, you remember George W. Bush and Tony Blair, you know, certainly on, you know, national internal policy would be very different. I mean, Blair was very much a socialist, but, you know, they were strong allies in the Iraq War. And so I think this is something that isn't about, you know, oh, you know, Trump's a conservative and whoever's in Mexico is a liberal. This is about, you know, countries working with countries on national issues. And so I think that's important. I think it's important to follow through with some of those promises of, you know, look, if you're just going to let these people run roughshod and throw them into our country, we're taking away the money we give you. I mean, that's powerful leverage. We give you money. Let's stop giving you money.
Well, and it is not a fast-moving caravan. So as far as tracking them, I mean, you're going to know where these people are. Am I right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, again, they come to the Mexico border. I mean, this isn't like they sneak into Mexico. I mean, the Mexican government knows right where they are, and so enlisting their help to stop this is a very important piece.
More coming up. Victor Jakes, 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. There was a debate on Friday, I guess it was, between Dean Heller and Jackie Rosen. It got kind of explosive. We'll talk about that and more coming up live and local now. Nancy Pelosi is trying to take over Nevada. Do I have your attention? Hey, Kevin Wall here with a very important message for all Nevadans. If you want to stop Nancy Pelosi and elitist out-of-state liberals from invading our state, you've got to get out and vote for Danny Tarkanian. Danny is the Trump-endorsed conservative candidate for Congress. He's a fighter, offering real solutions for Nevada families. Solutions like school choice. Danny believes that you as parents deserve a say in how your tax dollars are spent and which education system is best for your children. And Danny will work hard with President Trump to finally secure our borders. For our safety and security, it's an absolute must. In Congress, Danny will strengthen our country and our state by supporting the America First agenda that's already making America great again. Congress has been broken for a long time, folks, and that's why we need Danny Tarkanian's common sense approach. He'll get things done in Washington. I urge you to do the right thing for Nevada and for America and support our friend Danny Tarkanian for Congress.
I'm Danny Tarkanian, and I approve this message paid for by Tarkanian for Congress.
I am Andrew Patterson, owner of Patterson Custom Homes, and I am a client of City National Bank. A couple of years ago, my business was growing rapidly, and I needed a line of credit. But the bank I had been with since I was 2 years old saw me as just a number, and they stonewalled me. So I spoke to Mike Kilbride, a business partner of mine, who has hooked up utilities at every one of the homes I've built for the last 17 years.
My name is Mike Kilbride, and I refer to Andrew Patterson to City National Bank.
Mike explained that City National is a relationship-based bank where they care about the individual. Less than a week after I met with the bank, I moved over all of my accounts, personal and business, and it was the easiest transition of my life. I have built over 170 custom homes, and that would not have been possible without the personalized service that City National provides for my family and my business.
The people you trust City National. Visit cnb.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Two men, two different paths. Las Vegas politician Steve Sisolak started as a telemarketer, hounding Nevadans with calls during dinner. Then he became a politician, first a university regent, doubling tuition prices on Nevada students. And later as a Clark County commissioner, where Sisolak was called corrupt by a judge, investigated by the FBI. Sisolak has reportedly handed out government contracts to his Las Vegas contributors. Then there's Adam Laxalt. Laxalt served our nation in uniform, volunteered for Iraq, taught at the Naval Academy, became America's youngest attorney general. Laxalt tackled opioid abuse, prosecuted elder fraud, fought for our local land and water rights and has successfully led the way in protecting our constitutional rights as Nevadans. Sisolak and Laxalt, which one for governor? Sisolak, who has always looked out for himself, or Adam Laxalt, who has always looked out for you? Paid for by Laxalt for Nevada.
I am Jim Marchant, and I'm running for re-election for Assembly District 37. I will vote against any effort to raise your property taxes, against allowing Nevada to become a sanctuary state, against continued efforts to violate your Second Amendment rights, and against school districts being able to levy taxes on you. This is the most critical election in our history, and it is very important that you get out and vote for candidates like me that believe as you do. I am Jim Marchant, and I humbly ask for your support and vote. Paid for by the committee to elect Jim Marchant.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. It is getting nasty out there. We had a U.S. Senate debate. And, you know, it's one of those things where the race is kind of heating up and tempers are getting a little short. I want to ask you, I know you did not see the debate on Friday, but Dean was with the president in Elko. And your thoughts on that race and what that thing has become? I mean, because we see Jackie Rosen out there saying, "I've done all this, I've done this and this and this," and then you look at how many bills she's actually passed, and it's zero, zero. I mean, is she trying to take credit for stuff she didn't do?
Well, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, to be fair, that makes her like every other politician in America. But you know, she was. I mean, in Washington for about 6 months before she decided that she was going to run for Senate, or Harry Reid decided, however that ended up working out. So she doesn't have a big track record. I mean, really what her track record is that she's not Dean Heller. She is, you know, generic female Democrat, and she's trying to ride that to the U.S. Senate. And it's going to be a fascinating fight to the finish because the race looks very, very close. You know, nationally, the people have been saying, "Oh, Heller, you know, basically is toasted." That's certainly not the case. This is a very competitive race, and we'll see how it breaks.
Let me ask you: the gubernatorial race has gotten flat out nasty. Allegations about an ex-girlfriend of Steve Sisolak, and there are other stories out there as well about what an ex-wife.
Yeah, so this story broke Friday. And it's really an incredible story. Sisolak's ex-wife says that they were going through a divorce, and she wanted to come back into their house to get her makeup, and Sisolak was basically physically barring her from doing that. And in the course of that interaction or altercation, he left significant bruises on her neck. And there's actually pictures of her neck taken the day after or 2 days after. And you know it's incredible. I mean, you can see the pictures, and Sisolak's daughters released sworn statements basically saying that the mom was the aggressor in the instance. And I mean, you don't know, but the Dallas Sisolak, the ex-wife, was 5'2", 103 pounds, and Sisolak is 6'3", you know, 200+ pounds. So, You weren't there. You don't know. But you know, if you see an interaction where a 6'2", 200-pound man is interacting physically with a 5'2", 100-pound woman, and the woman has bruises on her neck, it's hard not to think that the man did something that he should not have.
I've been amazed that it took this long in this race for the name Kathleen Vermillion
to come up because it was in the news, I don't know, 3-4 years ago, and it was a major, major story. And now all of a sudden in the TV ads, she is appearing in the TV ads, and she was fired as the head of a foster a children's agency. But I'm just surprised it took this long. Again, we're inside early voting, so people are actually going to the polls right now, today, and I hope you will, by the way. Does it? Some would say maybe it shows desperation on the part of Adam Laxalt. Is there a reason why this didn't come out before? All this stuff, I mean, why does it miraculously come up just a couple of weeks from the election?
Well, I mean, I think for Dallas, I think what it was is she's scared. I mean, she's scared of Steve Sisolak. She's scared of what he's going to do. And the person that she knew and the person she knows him to be. And I talked with her over the weekend for about an hour. And, you know, she just basically kept repeating that he is evil and she is fearful. And fearful because she spoke up. And certainly, you know, obviously want her to be physically okay. But she is scared. She is 100% scared.
Is this something you think will resonate? I mean, in the #MeToo movement era, is this something that will resonate with voters, you think?
Well, I think the question is it going to get out there? I mean, this came out on Friday from the Daily Caller, which is a national news website. And we'll see if the state media picks it up or not. I mean, right now, I have not seen anyone in the state pick it up. I'm certainly going to be writing about it. I think it's an incredible story. I mean, you compare this to Kavanaugh. We have, first of all, they definitely knew each other for a long period of time. We have a date when it happened. We have a location when it happened. We have witnesses saying an interaction happened. So if you want to compare the if you take the left standard for Christine Blasey Ford, then Steve Sisolak definitely committed domestic abuse. Now, I don't think that's the correct standard, but if the left held a consistent standard, they would be throwing Steve Sisolak off the bus immediately. But again, I think you have to weigh the evidence, and I certainly think the evidence is that this is a credible charge that deserves to be known, and voters deserve to know about it and make their own judgments.
Did you find Dallas to be credible when? And you said you spoke to her this weekend for what, an hour?
An hour, yeah. Yeah, I certainly found her to be credible. I think, she's not a politician. She's not polished. This was not about, I have this deep belief in some political issue. I mean, this was about a personal experience that she had, I mean, for years with her ex-husband. And, I think what's interesting is she said, Steve wasn't generally physically abusive. I mean, this interaction was kind of the only instance, but he was more about emotional control. She had friends who anonymously confirmed the Daily Caller basically that Steve put her on a curfew and he would not let her go out and be with her friends and basically isolated her.
And she's not one of the daughters. The daughters, I can understand a curfew.
Yeah, no, she is definitely the wife. Definitely, or was the
wife. You don't see that all the time. Stick around, more to do. With Victor Jakes, 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. He is a citizen soldier. Did you work this weekend?
I didn't work this weekend.
Oh, you weren't doing the... Are you doing the citizen soldier next weekend?
This weekend. I had my drill.
Oh, okay. That's what I meant. That's working. That's working. Stick around. More to do. Live and local now. Silver spoon
in hand. 790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't forget, if you missed it, we had a chance over the weekend to visit with no less than the President of the United States. You can hear that interview coming up at 10:05. We talk about the caravan. We talk about Dean Heller. We talk about what it's like to be president with resistance, with fake news media, and deep state, and even folks from his own party that are looking to take him down. How does he do it? That'll be coming up 10:05 this morning. The President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. I was just looking at this Daily Caller article, and the headline is exclusive. He's running for governor as a single dad, but his ex-wife says he treated her like quote like a prisoner unquote, bruised her neck, and in the hashtag MeToo movement era. That's got to be devastating to Sisolak campaign.
Well, it should be devastating in any era, but certainly in this environment, more so. I mean, it's not acceptable for a man to put his hands on a woman. I mean, I think that's been kind of a almost universal value, you know, not just in the United States, but almost throughout the world.
The ex-wife is Dallas Garland, and according to the Daily Caller, she said Sisolak treated her like, quote, a total prisoner, unquote, throughout her 13-year marriage, and that he drove a wedge between her and her children. Did you guys get into this during your hour with Dallas?
Yeah, we talked about it, and you know, basically, she described, you know, how Steve was kind of, you know, playing the parents against each other, and where she would, you know, have to be the bad parent before the divorce, and you know, he would, you know, basically put that on her, and it was very hard on her. It was very hard. I mean, she obviously, you know, loves her kids still, even though they, you know, they don't talk to her. I mean, the divorce was just, it's very interesting because the divorce didn't get settled for like 4 years, and she ended up with basically every other weekend, which is very, very odd. I mean, you almost never, I mean, literally almost never here where the mom doesn't get at least 50% custody. And so that was really hard on her. You know, she basically said, look, I tried to do everything I could for the kids, but they're with them all the time. And you know, she doesn't hold it against them that, you know, that they basically have sided with their dad.
How did she explain the physical altercation that left her with ligature marks on her neck?
Well, she said they were going through the divorce, and
she had already filed, right?
She had already filed, yeah. Right? And so this was, I think, about 8 months after she had filed, and they moved out. They were in separate places, but she wanted to come back and get some of her stuff, and she wanted a makeup bag, and basically, Steve was in the doorway preventing her from entering the house. And, you know, in her telling, basically, she was saying, look, I'm going to go get my makeup. Like, this is ridiculous. I just want to go get my makeup. What are you going to do with my makeup? And one of her daughters is in the background screaming, you know, mommy or daddy, just let her in. Just, you know, just let her get her makeup. And at some point he, you know, according to her account, basically just kind of fell back theatrically like, oh, look, oh, your mom's so dangerous. She get out, you know, stay away. And she just, you know, she went and got her makeup and left the house. And then, the next day, Steve was threatening to call the police on her, and she goes to her lawyer and gets these pictures taken. And again, they're on the Daily Caller news story. Just Google Daily Caller Steve Sisolak. You go down, you can see. I mean, this is a significant bruise on the neck. And she said that, well, Steve wore a neck brace for 6 weeks, and her friends who were talking anonymously because they're worried about retaliation from Sisolak thought that was pretty hilarious because the idea that this 100-pound woman could, you know, somehow physically hurt a 200-pound man who's over a foot taller than her is, you know, I mean, that's quite a reach.
Do we have any evidence at all in the history of Steve Sisolak of him being of short temper, of flying off the handle, things like that?
So, you know, and according to her, this was very much a one-time incident. You know, she described, I think, what you know, you would term more of emotional abuse, emotional control. She talked about, you know, she would do something he didn't like, and he would just give her the silent treatment. And, you know, you just...
But that's like 30% of marriages have elements of that in it.
Yeah. So this was not, you know... I did not get out of her, you know, she did not talk about like, oh, this is a pattern. This was an ongoing thing. I don't want to leave that impression. She definitely, I think, would have described the marriage as emotionally abusive, but just in terms of, you know, emotional, you know, things that he would do to kind of emotionally control her or to guilt her. And, but not the physical stuff aside from this instance.
Joining us, Victor Jakes, three-time a week columnist for the Las Vegas Review Journal on our, well, he's not on our City National Bank hotline, which I'm so glad that he's in studio with us. But I want to ask you, there have been reports of nationally increased voter turnout, and a lot of people are trying to point that as, oh, you see, the Democrats, it is going to be a blue wave, not a red wave. What is your sense just over 2 weeks out? And by the way, early voting going on right now.
Well, I mean, you have to assume that as a baseline, Democrats are more motivated. I mean, that's just every time a new president is elected, the opposite party is more motivated to turn out. So that has to be your baseline going in. And then you look at other factors. You know, what are the factors here in Nevada? Well, off year elections, Republicans tend to turn out higher than Democrats. So how are those two factors going to balance out? You know, how does Heller versus Rosen specifically play? You know, Laxalt was on TV for so many more weeks before Sisolak and really was able to hit him with some negative stuff. Does that, you know, how does that play? So again, it's never one factor, but if you want to just look at, you know, which side is going to be more enthusiastic, I mean, it's the Democrats because it's an off-year election after a new president. They're the opposite party. That party, I mean, if Hillary Clinton had been elected, we would not have close races in Nevada. It would be, we would know that Adam Laxalt would be governor. We would know that Senator Heller would be reelected. Danny Tarkanian would probably be going to Congress no matter what, just because Republicans would be so upset and so so fired up. So, and I'll have to say, if you're listening, I mean, you really do got to vote. I mean, that's what it comes down to. If you want Republicans to stay in power, you've got to get out and you got to vote.
Does Dean Heller still have a hold your nose problem with some Republicans, especially with the Republican base?
I don't think it's a significant problem. I mean, if there's a couple people out there, especially people who are super involved in party politics, and I think that's what you have to realize is that the people who are really involved in party politics are, and who still have a problem with Heller. I mean, you're talking about dozens of people. I mean, not a significant group. And, you know, I say that as someone who's very involved in the political stuff, but most people, you know, you think about all the people you're driving by on the road. Most of them are not listening to talk radio. They're not, you know, scanning Fox News or MSNBC. They're just happy to live their lives. And so those people, again, the vast majority of voters are tuning in, you know, just started tuning in 2 or 3 weeks ago, and they see Trump came for Heller. I mean, that solves 95% of his problem.
I want to ask you, and by the way, coming up in about 6 minutes, I'm going to let you hear the president in his own words from Elko as he addressed the crowd. It was an amazing rally. And I don't know. I don't know if you've ever seen on TV some of the, what I call the hangar rallies. They're the airport hangar rallies where they literally pull Air Force One right up behind the stage. The president gets off Air Force One, jumps up on the stage, does his speech, and then goes back to the plane and flies away. I am curious, though, these rallies. He's doing Houston tonight, then he's doing Charlotte, then he's doing Wisconsin, and supposedly he's going to be working every day from now till Election Day.
Well, I'm sure he is.
Is he going to make a difference?
Yeah, absolutely he's going to make a difference. I mean, it's, again, you have to look at elections as something that have many factors. So if you're only, you know, saying, will he cause Republicans to win? Well, that's undetermined. But, you know, the president coming to town certainly boosts voter enthusiasm, drives a new cycle of coverage, and helps the candidates there that he's there to boost. I mean, is that going to be enough? I mean, that's why it's interesting, right? Because we don't know. But yes, every time the Republican or the president comes to a state and does a rally, he helps those candidates.
I tell you what, it's going to be an exciting final 2 weeks. Early voting underway. If you have not already early voted, go out today and early vote, would you please? Get it out of the way. In fact, I may do it today as well. Why don't we do it together? Let's all early vote and do it on this Monday. Don't leave it till later. Do it now. Victor, always good, man. Thank you so much. Thanks for all you do. And you've got what, one more?
Two more.
Two more drills, and then you are finished with the U.S. military. Your commitment will have been fulfilled.
I will conclude that chapter of my life, and it's been wonderful, but very excited to move on too. So.
I can't say I blame you. Having weekends free, pretty darn good thing. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you again next Monday. Have a great week, man.
You too. Thank you, Kevin.
And by the way, I bet you I know what you'll be writing about later in the week. Steve Sisolak and X.
That's coming up.
I love it. That's Victor Jakes, three-time a week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I'm Kevin Wall. You'll hear from the President of the United States in Elko. His speech was vintage Trump. We'll let you hear in just a couple minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, Live and Local, now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. This election will impact the direction of Nevada politics for many years to come. During last year's state legislative session, the Democrats nearly passed bills that would have made Nevada a sanctuary state, raised our taxes, increased regulations on our businesses, limited parent school choice, and violated our Second Amendment rights. If we don't elect Republicans throughout the state of Nevada on November 6th, these bills will pass during next year's legislative session. I urge you to vote and vote for Republicans up and down the ballot. And I urge you to vote no on ballot issue question 5. A no vote on question 5 is essential to maintain fair elections. A yes vote opens the door for voter fraud. California has acknowledged that 25,000 people were illegally registered to vote after they passed a similar law. This message has been paid for by the Nevada Federation of Republican Women. To find their club in your area, visit nvfrw.org. That's nvfrw.org.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Nevada candidate for governor Steve Sisolak wants to prevent you from protecting your home and family from criminals. Sisolak is following the lead of radical anti-gun Senator Dianne Feinstein, whose newest assault weapons ban includes most of the handguns and semi-automatic rifles Americans use to protect them and their families. In fact, Feinstein said if she could, she would ban all guns. And Steve Sisolak is following her lead. That's why anti-gun groups like Everytown USA, funded by Michael Bloomberg, have poured millions of dollars into races for candidates like Sisolak this year. Sisolak's agenda is simple. To ban semi-automatic firearms, allow government bureaucrats to seize your guns without any court hearing, and maintain a government list of every American who owns a gun. That's why Gun Owners of America is proud to endorse Nevada Attorney General Adam Laxalt for governor. Adam Laxalt will defend the Constitution and your right to protect your home and family from criminals. Paid for by Gun Owners of America.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herline. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
Hello, my name is Richard MacArthur. I'm running for re-election in Assembly District 4, which is in the northwest part of Las Vegas. I have lived in Las Vegas for 38 years and want Nevada to be a good place to live and work, raise a family, feel safe, and be able to start a business. I support lower taxes, limited government, the right to keep and bear arms, school choice, and voter ID. I'm opposed to sanctuary cities and amnesty for illegals. I humbly ask for your vote in the general election in November. Again, Richard MacArthur, Assembly District 4, paid for by the committee to elect Richard MacArthur.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Hey,
It is live and local now. The President of the United States was in Nevada over the weekend. I had a chance to visit with him. You can hear that conversation coming up at 10:05. The President, very candid about Dean Heller. He was very candid about the caravan. And he was also very, in fact, I was amazed at how candid he was relative to the powers that are out there that are looking to bring him down. He knows exactly who they are. They are the deep state. They are the resistance. They are the fake news media. And there are people within his own party. He'll talk about that coming up top of the hour. Now, at the rally, boy, the rally. And in fact, if there's anybody out there that was at the rally, call me. Let me know what you thought about it. And in particular, if you're somebody who's never been to a Trump rally, if it was your first, call me right now, 844, the number 2 Nevada. If you're in Battle Mountain and you went to the rally, you went over to Elko and you went to the rally, call me right now. Because I would love to hear from you and get your first-person testimony on what being at a Trump rally is like. No, I'm just telling you. It was awesome. And on Saturday, again, we talked to the president. He called us within about 4 minutes of him getting off the stage in Elko. So he must have been either on Air Force One or someplace else with a cell phone calling me. And by the way, the White House was the one that reached out to us. It wasn't the other way around. They reached out to me. They didn't call CNN. They called me. And I'm darn proud about that and thankful. But the president at the speech itself, listen to how he still, to this day, goes after the fake news media.
I got criticized for using the word babies. One of the newscasts said, who used the word babies? Trying to figure, is that politically incorrect? I said, these aren't babies, right? These are tough people. And all of a sudden, why did he use the term babies? I said, don't tell me that's politically incorrect. Last night in Arizona, you never saw so many people. I said, I want to thank the great men that are here. And I want to thank the beautiful women, everyone, beautiful everyone. And I said, I better apologize. Because if I don't, for calling you all beautiful, because if I don't apologize, they will go wild tomorrow. Headlines, Donald Trump called women beautiful. They're all saying, please call me beautiful. It is a crazy phenomenon that's going on. But you know what, women? You are beautiful. To me, you're beautiful. Every one of you is beautiful. Everyone. Tomorrow, headlines, Trump in Nevada. It was terrible what he said. No, I'm telling you, these people have lost their way. They've gone loco. Headed by the crowd of fake news back there, I will say. I'll tell you, honestly, the single greatest ally that the Democrats have is the fake news media. Because without that, these crazy ideas, I can't believe they'd go anywhere. You know, if I had the media on my side, and with what we've accomplished, because nobody's done more than all of us, nobody's done more in the first 2 years, or we're not even at 2 years yet, but nobody has done anything close. If they were on my side, instead of always everything is, they'll take a big victory, try and make it into a loss. They're very dishonest people. If they were on my side, I think I'd be at 100% right now.
I thought he was brilliant. I thought he was brilliant. There were other politicians, and in fact, a guy that I'm really high on, the candidate for attorney general. I mean, you want to talk about a guy who is squeaky clean versus Aaron Ford. They're just, I mean, Aaron Ford's been arrested 4 times. This guy's a bad dude. You know, you can dress him up in a $1,000 suit, but he's still a bad dude. Wes Duncan was in Elko on the same stage as the president and called out Aaron Ford
but not by name.
The job of Attorney General is to be the state's top law enforcement officer. And right now, Attorney General Laxalt has kept us safe for the last 4 years. He's done a great job. And as the chairman said, I'm looking for a promotion, right? I want to be the number one in the office. But let me tell you a little bit about who the Democrats think should be the state's top law enforcement officer. They think a guy who's been arrested 4 times, who thinks that if a burglar breaks into your home and injures himself, that he should be able to sue you. A state senator who raised your taxes by $1 billion, but didn't pay taxes himself at $185,000 in IRS tax liens, thinks that he should be the state's top law enforcement officer. And finally, a guy who's never prosecuted a criminal case. He wants to be the state's top cop. Look, there's a better choice out there, all right?
Yeah, yeah. I thought Wes Duncan delivered a really nice speech. And it's nice to see him get up on the stage, the presidential stage. I don't know how that race will come out, but Wes Duncan clearly, I mean, if you just look at, you know, your credentials, and I guess your police blotter, if you've been arrested 4 times, maybe you shouldn't be running for attorney general. Maybe there's some other office. You know, state senator is fine. But is that what you want for the chief law enforcement officer? Somebody that's been arrested 4 times? Is that really what you want? Coming up in the program, NPRI, Nevada Policy is what they call it now. Nevada Policy had a major court victory last week. We'll talk about what it was that they won. And how it may impact you and me going forward. Yeah. We always talk about cases that end up going to the state Supreme Court. And they, you know, the state Supreme Court rules much quicker than the U.S. Supreme Court. But it oftentimes seems like an eternity before anything really gets done. Not so at the state level. At the state level, they hear a case. They take a few weeks, maybe a month, and all of a sudden they issue a ruling. We'll find out what it is NPRI won and how it's going to impact you and your life. Also coming up a little bit later on at 10:30, we'll be joined by Michael McDonald. We'll talk about the Trump visit. Also the fact that, Joe Biden was here, Barack Obama is in town. Man, this looks like both sides are declaring Nevada a battleground state to the max. Coming up, the 45th president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, on this program. That's all coming up live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I trust Adam Laxalt to protect Nevada's identity and our values as governor. As attorney general, he protected us from sanctuary cities and threats to free speech. His opponent, known as Shady Steve Sisolak, was called corrupt by a judge for trying to give government contracts to political cronies. He claims every tax is on the table and plans on raising our property taxes. As governor, Adam Laxalt will keep Nevada prosperous and free and keep us from turning into California. Early voting begins October 20th, paid for by Laxalt for Nevada.
My fellow conservatives, how would you like to have an attorney general who really believes that the government should follow the Constitution? One who will support our sacred right to keep and bear arms. One who will direct all law enforcement agencies to report illegal immigrants to ICE. My fellow Nevadans, I am that candidate. I'm Joel Hanson, and I'm running for attorney general because I know that these issues are important to you. please visit my website at votejoelhanson.com.
Paid for by friends of Joel Hanson.